Good afternoon. Spain's Foreign Minister Alfonso Dastis has warned that the USA's recognition of Jerusalem as the Israeli capital could have worrying consequences. Following on from US President Donald Trump's announcement last night, which included plans to move the country's embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv, Dastis said the issue was extremely sensitive and should be resolved through negotiation. Turkey has mentioned breaking off relations with Israel. Syria has called for resistance against Jerusalem being recognized as the capital. And several Arab countries have already staged protests. A huge Catalonian independence rally is being held in Brussels today. Thousands of people from all over Europe have gathered in the Belgian capital to show their support for exiled Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont and his government. Many people have travelled on buses from Barcelona to Brussels. Puigdemont is expected to address the crowds later today. In a joint operation by the Guardia Civil and Europol, 18 people have been arrested from a criminal group operating an illegal cigarette factory in Granada. The authorities of Bulgaria, Greece, Moldova, Romania and Ukraine have been cooperating to carry out the operation, according to the European Police Service. Criminals had invested €3 million in the factory and even created their own trademark. Workers, mostly citizens of Bulgaria and Ukraine, lived in nearby flats and worked 12 hours a day in poor working conditions. The capacity of the factory was 2 million cigarettes a day. According to Europol, in yesterday's operation, the factory was closed, and during searches carried out in 8 warehouses in the Granada and Malaga area, 10 tons of tobacco leaves, 4 tons of tobacco, 4.5 million cigarettes, along with equipment, filters, papers and adhesives, were seized. Those detained face allegations of illegal trade, involvement in a criminal group, money laundering and human rights violations. And a strike by drivers that operate the tram or single-track train service in Alicante will continue with a series of stoppages over the next few days. Unless an agreement is reached, the strikes that are part of a long-running dispute that began in September will take place tomorrow and Sunday. 4 unions are involved in the industrial action and the strikes are planned to continue until January the 12th. The service that operates between Alicante and Denia will suffer disruptions tomorrow from 6:35 to 10:35 p.m. and on Sunday from 6:15 to 10:15 p.m. Travellers will experience a minimum 60% service in peak hours. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.